This is Passport to Texas. Crab traps, abandoned by their owners in Texas bays, continue to snare crabs, sport fish, and other marine life. Since 2002, Parks and Wildlife, its partners, and volunteers have removed traps annually during a 10-day cleanup.
And we've removed 30,449 traps to date.
Coastal biologist Art Morris says one derelict trap can ensnare 26 crabs a year. Since the removal program, 500,000 crabs have been spared. This year's cleanup is February 21st through March 2nd.
Anytime they're in that closure, anybody can remove traps from the base. But on the Saturday the 22nd, we'll have our main event day where we have our staff facilitating some of the sites on the coast, and some of our partners will be facilitating some of the sites on the coast.
The program welcomes volunteers with boats as well as those who wish to work on shore.
We will pass out gloves and tarps for people. We'll have water available at our facilitated sites. All ages can participate.
At some locations along the coast, partners and volunteers even have cleanup parties.
Some of these places have had a party every year, and they really get into it.
Contact your local coastal fisheries field stations or visit the Parks and Wildlife website for details about getting involved. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.